Hello, hello, this is Wedge from Life Science, and today we're thinking about strength. It seems to me that we're often told that we need to be strong. When we're grieving, when we're dealing with hardships, people tell us that we are strong enough. People remind us to be strong. And when I'm looking in magazines and newspapers and television adverts, it feels like I'm being told to be strong quite a lot. In the same way that we're told to be beautiful, and women are often told to spend a lot of time and money making themselves beautiful, I think men are being told to be more handsome, more beautiful, and more strong throughout the day. And this worries me, especially when you know, we at Life Science, we know that so many people are dealing with some very personal issues, traumatic events, and emotional difficulties, as well as mental health difficulties. And, you know, we're coping as best we can, and some of us are still relying on self-injury as a maladaptive coping mechanism, and some of us are struggling with moving away from self-injury and learning new ways of coping. And this idea that we have to be strong all the time, well, it's quite annoying to me. It's worrying to me. I don't think that just reminding someone that they have been strong or they are strong is supportive enough. And I just don't like this word strength. I don't think it's accurate. Because what it tells us, it says that when we fall down, when we have a breakdown, when we're upset, when we're sad, when we cry, it tells us that we're weak. And that can't be right. The opposite of strength is not weakness. It shouldn't be. It can't be. It's not right. We're not weak when we're grieving. We're not weak when we're not coping. We may need a little extra support, we may need a little extra time, and that's okay. So I want to banish this word strong. I don't think we should always have to be strong. I don't think it's the right thing to tell a person. I don't think it's the right thing to be at all times. I think we have to be flexible. I think we have to be adaptable. I think we have to give ourselves the time and space to learn. And so I want to banish this word strong and replace it with the word resilient. Let us all have resilience. Let us all be resilient. I think it's a much better word. I think it means being flexible. I think it means being adaptable. I think it means getting up when you've been knocked down, because we do get knocked down. I think resilience is about flexing in the wind and bouncing back. So if you want to think about this word a bit more, lots of us have been thinking about this word, and we've blogged it. You can check out our blog from our website. You know where we are. We're at www.lifescience.org.uk, and then just click on the menu blog. Or you can just go direct. Go to blog.lifescience.org.uk and check out our new blog article on We Need to Be Resilient, Not Strong. Lots of people have contributed. We've got some quotes there about what resilience means to different people. And I think you'll find that it is just a more worthwhile word than strong. So let's help our friends be resilient. Let's remind people they have bounced back in the past. Let's ask our friends and family to help us be resilient. Let's banish this word strong. It's not about strength and weakness. It's about having the resilience to bounce back.